There's a woman, she posted this on TikTok. She has chickens, dogs, cats, and I guess a big house.
Mm-hmm.
It is really hard to find somebody to come and take care of your house when you go away. And I know this because one of my best friends travels a lot, and her husband works in a job where he has to travel. And every once in a while, they're like, hey, do you and your boyfriend want to come crash here for the week and take care of our four dogs?
Oh.
It's like, no, we have a life. We can't. So they have a hard time just finding somebody to go to their house and take care of their four dogs when they're away.
Mm.
This woman has four dogs, chickens, cats, and a giant house.
Yeah, they can never leave.
Right. So they do leave, and they found a friend, a girl that they knew, who was willing to come to their house and feed the cats, walk the dogs, feed the chickens, and then do whatever else you got to do to chickens, you know, egg them. I don't know anything about chickens. De-egg them. Found somebody to do it. And she comes back from her trip, and she's all freaking out because her house is a wreck. And she posted on TikTok. So take a look at this house. Take a look at what happened after the house sitter left. And tell me whose side you're on when it comes to this.
So, no, I want to do that. That's why I'm recording
it now.
Okay,
so there's stuff everywhere.
Fucking get the full mess that she left in my home so she can't come back and say, it wasn't that bad.
It doesn't look like she made the mess. Looks like your animals made the mess.
Probably. So there's trash everywhere. So,
nail polish everywhere.
Oh, I thought that was cocaine. It looks like a big pile of coke.
Everywhere. Yeah. Bother cleaning it up near sentimental photos.
I guess she spilled some nail polish.
Near a photo that was close.
There's no way she wasn't drinking, though. My fucking diffuser.
Oh, no.
M&M's everywhere in a house where dogs live.
That's a problem.
Andy, I got him that Lego set like really early on in our relationship. It's fucking broken everywhere.
Yeah, so there's toys that are all over the place and broken. I guess she'd stepped on, look, stepped on Legos.
Fucking wreck.
So as you're walking through the house, there's towels everywhere.
It looks like somebody ransacked her bathroom.
There's tampon wrappers on the ground. It looks awful, and her table's all scratched up. So it's not just a mess. I mean, it's a disaster. And everybody was on there going, oh man, I hope you didn't pay her. Oh, she should pay you for the cleaning bill. Oh, this is awful. Am I the only one who's like, how about thank you for staying at my house for a week? Thank you for taking care of my dogs and cats and chickens. I'm sorry. If the place is a mess, that's your responsibility. No, but I'm not here. Sorry. I'm not here to take care of your house and clean your house. I'm here to take care of your animals, which I did. I don't mind living like a pig. That's how I live. Mm-hmm. So if you want me here, a bed's not going to get made. I'm going to take a shower, drop the towels on the ground. If I drop food on the floor, it's staying there. Sorry, that's what you get.
Yeah, that looked a little crazy, but it could have been with four dogs. That could have been the dogs that did all that. So when you leave four dogs alone, they're going to go crazy because you're not there. So
but they didn't leave the dogs alone. The woman was with the dogs.
But what I'm saying is the dogs could have went nuts that their owners weren't there. And they tore up the house. So if your dogs tear up the house, do I have to clean up the house and clean up after your dogs that destroyed the house? I don't think so.
Right. Good point. That's a very good point. Right. We don't know if, because some of the toys on the ground look like they were chewed pretty well. My guess is the woman didn't chew them.
Now, let's say you're watching somebody's dog at their house. Just one dog. And let's say the dog pees on the floor.
Yeah.
Are you going to clean it up?
Yes, because that's on me. It's my job to make sure the dog pees and poops outside and doesn't make a mess at the house. So, yes, if the dog pees on the floor, that's my fault. So, but if the dog knocks over, I don't know, you have a statue and the dog knocks, or a vase, and the dog knocks it over and breaks it, not my problem. You know what kind of dog you have. This actually happened to me. I had a friend, I was house sitting for her. She had a golden retriever. And, you know, retrievers eat everything, and they have that tail that, like, she had a vase on the table where the dog's tail was, and the dog just swept that table and everything went flying. It's like, you know what dog you have. I don't know why you had a glass vase on a table. That's on you.
Yeah. So do you have to pick up that mess and clean it up before they come home? No, because it's your dog's.
Right. I cleaned up the glass because I didn't want the dog. Again, it's about the dog.
Mm-hmm.
I cleaned up the glass because I didn't want the dog to step on it and injure their paws. Because I'm there to take care of the dog, not the house. Your house is not my responsibility. Are your pets alive? Are they fed? Have they peed and pooped in the house? No, they have not. So she did a good job.
Okay. Let's say she's not paying you to watch the dog and the dog shits on the floor. You're going to clean it up?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't want to live in a house with poop on the floor.
Right.
That's disgusting. No, I mean, listen, if a dog poops on the floor, it's could be because they're angry that you left them, not because they're misbehaved, not because they're sick. I mean, that's happened. My mother used to travel all the time. We had a Siberian Husky. And I remember my mother had gone away on a vacation. I was away at college. She had a friend come and stay at the house, take care of the dog. The dog was fine, was taken care of, was fed. The house was immaculate. My mother came back from her trip. She opened the bedroom door. The dog jumped up on her bed and pooped on her bed. Like, that's what I think of you leaving me.
Right.
Here's
then.
Poop. Right there, poop on. And that dog has never pooped on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, dogs get upset. They're emotional. So if the dog is pooping in the house because they're emotional, you can't help that. You got to clean that up. You feel bad for the dog.
Yeah, I think that's one of those times. I didn't see it. I kept walking past it. I didn't see it.
You didn't smell it?
I didn't smell it. No, don't smell anything. Sorry. No, not my dog. I didn't poo on the floor. It was your dog. Your dog. Not my poo.
No, but you're there to take care of the dog. That's part of taking care of the dog.
The dog's still alive. Thank me.
No, if the dog poops on the floor, anything that goes into or comes out of that dog is your responsibility when the person's not there.
So, but if they scratch your Picasso, then that's on you.
On you.